Welcome to the slot. This is Shining Light on Things with Mr. Robinson. Hang on for this ride and enjoy the show. Now let's go. Real talk, man. Why stay on some low key shit to myself, you know? I be on my Dolo Goon shit. I don't fuck with too many people, you know? That's how I watch how I move when I'm in these niggas' backyards, you know what I mean? Can't be doing too much in a nigga backyard, especially if you're a new face. You know what I'm saying? These niggas getting their feelings about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially how you moving and how you rocking. It's drawing a different type of attention. The niggas ain't getting around their way. You know what I'm saying? They looking at you different, like, fuck this nigga think he is. You bet that. Trust. That's why, you know, I pop up, you know, I show my face, I let niggas know I'm in the building, and I fall back. I fall back for good damn reasons, too, you know what I mean? You know, it's not to be on no hoe shit, it's not to be on no, you know, because I ain't scared, no nigga intimidate me, but at the same time, I be peeping that level of hate. Especially when I'm out here dolo, I'm rocking with my peoples right quick, you know. I might have, you know, old lady and some peoples with me on, you know, on terms and shit, and trying to have a good time out here. Motherfuckers be trying to move sideways because you a new face. You know. Shit. Trust and believe. Motherfuckers be peeping the nigga swag, nigga. They watching how you move. They watching how you, you know, how you rock your shit. Saying they peeping your gear, you know, they looking at how motherfuckers elevate to you, you know what I'm saying, they looking at how people elevate to you and shit. Hold up. Yeah, yes sir, trust and believe. They watching how you get down, man. You know what I mean? Watching how people elevate to your shit. You know what I mean? And they also peep how easy it comes for you. You dig? Oh no, notice. They know when a motherfucker ain't gotta try as hard. See what I'm saying? See, they know because, especially these niggas. Suckers, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say all niggas, all, there's some real ones out here, you know what I mean? A lot of niggas know how to respect game, move out the way, and you know what I mean? Tip their hat to a G. But these suckers, man, oh, they know when you ain't gotta try as hard, because shit comes easy, the attention comes easy, elevate to you, you know what I mean? Hell, your essence is magnetic, so to speak. So the suckers, man, they getting their feelings about that shit because the shit they gotta do, they gotta go out their way to get just a smidgen of that love and that attention that a real one, you know, get on the regular one, because he ain't gotta try hard. You see what I'm saying? Trust and believe. Energy is out here, you know. That's why I move the way I move, especially when I'm in niggas' backyards. Being a new face, man, yeah, you gotta tap in for real. It's necessary, because that can save your life, that can keep you out of harm's way, that'll let the motherfucking, you know, gotta keep the wolves off, so to speak. Then again, you gotta watch who you tap in with. Because that could be the setup. Right there. Understand? I hope you can dug it, because that's just some OG shit, real talk. You know, see me personally, man, you know, that tapping in shit, hey, it's necessary. Then again, you gotta know how to move. Sometimes you ain't even gotta tap in. You just gotta be a serious motherfucker and know where to play, when to play, and how these motherfuckers play when you're around. And don't play like that when you're in certain areas. Real shit. All areas ain't the same. It's hood everywhere the fuck you go. It's grimy everywhere you step. You know, but certain places, they operate different. Know how to be a chameleon in certain backyards. Can you dug it? That's OG. That's Mr. Robinson. Just feel I had to shine some light on that thing. Tap in with me. It's the slot. Story of my life, man. You know, story of my life. The hater shit be real as shit, man. And I hate to have to start my conversation off talking about the hater shit, but man, goodness, bro. The hater shit be so real. That's why I be on my shit so hard as to build my own. You know what I mean? I build my own shit because I hate when I go out here fucking with people, you know. Trying to network, connect with folks and shit. You know, and you come as sincere as you can. You know what I mean? You want to play by the rules. You want to, you know, motherfucker want to fuck with folks and network. And you know what I'm saying? Build some nice relationships out here. It's sad to say, man. A lot of that shit ain't so. When you got to deal with, you know, hating ass motherfuckers and people that's always, you know, in they mold about what you're doing, or don't like the way people elevate to your presence or whatever you got going on. You know what I'm saying? I usually come, you know, when I come to the table with something, I come genuine, right? And I try to, you know, I promote folks, you know, especially if somebody fucking with me, you know, I feel they fucking with me hard. I promote folks. I promote their business, I promote their establishment, I promote their brand. If you rocking with me hard, I promote your shit. You see what I'm saying? But I fall all the way to back. I fall all the way the fuck back. When I know for a fact I'm getting hated on, or a motherfucker trying to cold shoulder me out here on some sucker shit, and I done came to your ass genuine. That's why I build my own, and I really don't go fucking with people when they shit no more, man. You know what I mean? Because motherfuckers be on some old fake ass acting shit, you know, and be, I guess, getting their feelings because a motherfucker come through and show his ass or got people elevating to what he doing. And that makes them feel some type of way, man. You know what I mean? Motherfucker think you trying to come overshadow their little bullshit. Well, my thing is this. Why the fuck invite somebody if you think they gonna outdo you then? Or a motherfucker got something going on that you can't keep up with. You know what I'm saying? Then I said, like I said, I promote motherfuckers and shit, you know. Ain't no love shown towards me. And I be looking at that type of shit like, man, you know what? Fuck all that blending and networking shit, because it ain't about networking no more. Now, I get it now. People just want to be on some sucker shit to try to tap into what the fuck you got going on, to see what little bits and pieces that they can inject into they shit that they done stole from your shit. And that's the way I peep it, that's the way I see it, and that's the way the fuck I feel about it. Understand what I'm saying? And then it's the shit, you know, the love ain't real. Like I said to myself, man, chin up, gangster. You knew the love was fake. I when I'm at a showcase and everybody's doing their thing, I stand there and I promote and I support everybody. Whether you good or not, whether you better than me or not, man, I promote you and I support you because you got the balls to get up here and do your shit. Sad to say, on the other hand, I don't get that same, you know, I don't get that shit in return. And as a real one, I look at that shit like, you know what? If niggas can't be real with me, motherfuckers can't be genuine with me, let me remove myself from what the fuck y'all got going on and quit tapping in with y'all. Matter of fact, I cut all communications because that's the next step. Delete niggas, unfollow niggas, and block niggas. Because I don't want you coming through tapping in on my little shit. You don't fuck with me, but you want to tap in on my little shit. And so to say, snatch bits and pieces from what the fuck I got going on. Next thing I know, I'm hearing my wordplay. I'm hearing my lingo. I'm watching my style show up in y'all little shit. The niggas going to sweep it down. Oh, you know what I mean? I do this for me. I do me. Nah, dog. You know what I mean? I watch how niggas rock out here. I watch how you niggas get down out here, man. You know? Y'all some concept snatching, copycatting ass, biting ass niggas out here. For real. Most of you motherfuckers ain't even really talented. You're winging off what the fuck another motherfucker got going on. So now, you know. Oh, you that deal. You talented now. You super creative. Bro, come on with that fuck shit, bro. Let me, a word to people out here that came across me, know of me or whatever. And I know you too. I know my shit when I see it, okay? And when I see my shit being displayed by somebody that I done been around and they done just took my little shit and called themselves gonna run with it. Trust me, dog, I calls that shit out. And I put your ass on blast. It ain't about no diss records and all that shit because I'm above that bullshit. I'm gonna tell you like a man. I don't like that shit, and I don't appreciate that shit. Now, if you don't fuck with me, that's one thing. But, dude, don't go taking my shit, trying to X me out. What I done brought to the table. Because now I'm offended. Now I get on motherfucking offense. And niggas don't know. I got the ability to shut your motherfucking shit down, bro. I can shut your shit down just by wordplay. That being said, I'm gonna let this whole little motherfucking this episode right here ride out. And I'm gonna let you niggas know. Stay the fuck out of my way and don't step on my toes. And in return, you'll get the same respect. On everything I love, my guy, I'm coming for every motherfucker that done fucking crossed me. Take my shit, bite my shit, and you're going to see me and hear from me. That's Mr. Robinson, and I'm out. That ain't a warning. That's a goddamn promise, and that's the slot.
Sad thing is, I never ever really wanted to. I never ever really wanted to have this attitude about life and people. You know? I never really wanted to be the person to walk around and feel like if people can't do nothing for me, I don't want to be bothered with them. Or, in order for me to be fucking with you, you gotta be able to be, you know, an asset to my life. It's not even for the love no more. Shit, I gotta get like everybody else out here. Real talk. As I look around and focus and tap into this bullshit, it's like, motherfuckers feel like shit. If you can't do nothing for me, then fuck you then. You know what I mean? If you ain't making me shine, then fuck you then. Shit. You ain't... So, I'm getting like I see everybody else get. Sad to say. I never ever really wanted to be like this. I've always been the type of person that I fuck with you because of who you are, not for what you got, okay? Not for who the fuck you know, not for who the fuck you affiliated with, not to belong to some fucking circle. Not to say, oh, I'm gonna fuck with this person because this motherfucker, because he on this level I'm trying to get on. Or they can advance me to this, they can help me get money. But I want to live that lifestyle. That ain't what I ever want to fuck with people for. I'm a genuine person. That's just in my heart. But as I grew to be a man, and getting to understand how this life works, right? And the things I've endured and encountered, okay? And watch people do to others and put people through just to belong. Just to feel like somebody give a fuck about him. I watched all this shit in my life, man, and I'm watching how things advance today on this so-called thing called networking. Motherfuckers ain't networking. You know what I mean? I don't see networking. I see a bunch of fake shit. Okay, I see a bunch of self-centered shit, per se. Because motherfuckers don't network like the term's supposed to be. Okay, like the definition of the term or the word. Motherfuckers out here act like, you know, if you ain't riding they line or, you know what I'm saying, or posting them up or shit like that. Now see, let me let motherfuckers in on a little networking etiquette. / social media etiquette and all that shit. You know, let me let you in on some networking etiquette 101, okay? If a motherfucker's posting your shit up, promoting you, showing you love, shouting you out, then it's supposed to be a two-lane street, a two-way street, you feel what I'm saying? It's supposed to go both ways. You scratch your back to get a back scratched. Well, see, these motherfuckers out here nowadays, man, These self-centered motherfuckers with these little pages and accounts and shit, and you know what I mean? Showing out on these apps and shit, like, I'm like, well, shit, motherfucker, the feeling is mutual. Real shit. It should be. And that's however you take it. If it's fuck me, it's fuck you. If you support me, I support you. But if you ain't fucking with my shit, and I find myself, you know, shouting you out, man, fuck you. And you ain't showing no love back, man, fuck you. And that goes for dude, female, company, whatever. Whatever. Whatever you got going on, if you can't support my shit the way I'm supporting your shit, then, man, fuck you. And that's how networking supposed to go. When you networking out here, you looking out for each other. You pushing each other up. But somewhere, you know, out here in the midst of things and in today's world of doing things, motherfuckers done lost that little skill set. People don't even put each other on no more or to say support each other. Motherfuckers don't even support each other like they supposed to. It's like you find yourself supporting a motherfucker that don't even show you no love back. You know what I'm talking about? You know, that's where I'm at with it, man. Just had to tap in and, you know, shine some light on that type of thing right there, because I see a lot of it going on because it gets done to me. And I know I'm not the only one out here that can... You know, this don't fall on deaf ears, because I know I'm not the only one that go through it and feel it. And because I've seen people talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But there it is in a nutshell. That's Mr. Robinson, the slot. You know me, I'm going to tap in and talk about it. Y'all keep up with me.
Talk, man. Like the little young dude say, no cap. No capping on this music shit, man. Cats know why. They really know why I quit fucking with their ass or quit rocking with them, period. You know? I've shared everything I've done with the music with all kinds of cats, man. You know, inspired them, put them down with my little movements, my little label thing I'm trying to move out here. All kinds of shit. Hey, niggas, lanes, ghost wrote for niggas. Done beats for cats, done whole songs for cats, man. Came up with niggas' whole concepts for this little rap name, everything. You know what I mean? And what I've got in the end out of all that is burn. You know, most motherfuckers jumped ship on me, you know. Turned it back on me in the middle of shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I say, jump ship, go run to another motherfucker because they think they shit gonna take off quicker than mine. Or they see, you know, cats, they think of a circle of motherfuckers over here doing more than me, so they just jump ship. You know what I mean? Or if out of all that, motherfuckers think they gonna compete with me while I'm helping them. Like, man, y'all weird out here, man. That's why I just, you know, I'm straight off into my own dolo shit, you know. For me, not to have a hit record under my belt and all that kind of shit, man, you know what I mean? You know, mad tracks, but not a hit record as of yet. OG still going. But for me not to have no hit records under my belt and things like that, man, things of that nature, you know, nothing to certify me in the industry as a, you know, whatever. Cats can't say I ain't been there to inspire them, you know. Put that realness out here with them and shit, you know. But they won't tell that part. First thing, you know, niggas do to me is turn their back on me, jump ship. Then we'll try to low-key compete with me on some shit out here. Like, motherfuckers see me drop, then they gonna wanna drop. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that everybody ain't out here trying to do the same things and push music, but it just be sometimes it should be obvious as hell, man. You know. And then for the niggas that ain't doing nothing, that I used to do music with or whatever, all they could do is sit up and try to be a motherfucking critic of what I'm doing. Because I'm still doing it and they not. You know, all they do is sit up and talk about it. I'm a goner. You know, ain't bust a move yet. Motherfuckers will sit up and talk about it and get mad at me because I'm really doing it. You know, nah, I ain't no big time success or nothing like that at the music thing, but you know, I'm still staying active, you know, consistent as fuck, and they can't take that away from me, and my shit drops, so, you know, it don't matter, and I guess a lot of people get mad at the fact that, you know, you keep going without them, so, you know, with all that going on, you know, they, of course, they get dry as fuck when you drop, they don't clap for you. You know what I mean? The motherfucker always got to find something wrong with what you doing or what you didn't do right. You know what I mean? That old hater ass shit. And they think I don't be peeping that. Yeah, pretty much the OG done seen, you know, quite a bit of it. If not all of it, damn near. I've been through all the fuck shit. Real talk. You know, a nigga never give me homage for what I've done or inspired him to do unless they see me with a bag of money or I'm popular as fuck out here, famous, and you know, people saying my name. Then it's gonna be one of two things, all right? Mother gonna be like, oh, let me get at this nigga again, let me see what we can put together, blah, whoop, whoop. And if that don't work, it's now it's the slander and the down talk. And all that bullshit, then all the hater shit gonna come out. Then, you know, the little stories and all that fake shit gonna come out. Nigga, quick to Tupac and Biggie you afterwards. Get out, you know, like I said, get out and tell they side of the story and all that type of old weak-ass shit. You know what I mean? Because they can't really compete with you, or you done decided to go your own route and quit fucking with them all together. So now they ain't any feelings because you done cut them off. Then a lot of cats be sitting there wondering why I don't fuck with him no more, man. Think back on how you did me, bro. Really, though. Think back on the sincereness I showed your ass and came to the table with as far as dealing with you. being partners, you know, whether even not no on even not on no studio shit, just being a real one all together in real life with a motherfucker. Niggas have never done that for me, man. A lot of them haven't. And they know who they are. You know, a lot of cats sit up and get jealous of me and shit because I'm still pushing my little shit. They don't see my dream. Of course, I don't see you supporting me because you don't see my dream the way I see it. Or I guess when we once had the same dream or the same goal at the same thing, but you lost the sauce. Y'all lost the sauce and I didn't. So cats get mad at you because of that. They get jealous of all kinds of little weak ass shit out here, man. You know, but then they won't admit up to it. They won't fess up to it because it's so obvious. When you point out the obvious shit, a motherfucker quick to come up with an excuse for their actions. Oh, I ain't like that, dog. You know what I'm saying? Man, go ahead with that bullshit, bro. I've been knowing a few of you motherfuckers too long to know how y'all truly cut and how y'all get down. In real talk, y'all know how I'm cutting. I get down some of y'all. But that's to say, I ain't that same old nigga no more. And I know y'all ain't them same niggas no more. When we first had that little bond and that little clique going on. So hell no, do I fuck with you like that no more? No. Do I trust you? Hell to the fuck, no. Because over the years and over some time, you done showed me your hater ass ways. I let that shit build up. I let it build up. But I slowly just watched it and gradually told myself, man, let me cut this cat the fuck off, man. And leave him the fuck alone for real, because I don't appreciate your motive, your ways, and your shady ass motives and shit. Why you fuck with me and all that old weak ass shit, and then at the same time turn around and got a lot to say on some hater shit. And then when niggas be like, oh, you got to take constructive criticism. Why should I take constructive? Excuse me. Let me get this right. Why should I take any criticism, constructive or not, from a person that ain't even busting no moves, no positive moves, okay? Or you the motherfucker sitting out here just keep talking about what you gonna do and ain't done nothing. But you got the audacity to criticize my little moves. And then you got cats out here making a few moves, but then again, they want to look at it like, oh, they doing something more than you. They doing it right. But you ain't got any, I don't see your name up in lights. And that pet peeve of mine is, oh, cats coming, oh, I know this person, I fuck with this person, I got this. I don't care who you know. I don't care who you done rock with. What does that do me? See, I ain't looking for the nigga that think he the plug. Or I got the plug. You ain't the plug. Because most motherfuckers that's the plug ain't out here telling people that they the plug. They keep that shit to themselves. Because they don't want everybody to know that they the plug. That's how I know a lot of you motherfuckers be fronting, man. You know what I mean? And I don't get off into y'all little bullshit or your criticism. Because you can't criticize me when you ain't doing no more than what the fuck I'm doing. Or have gotten no further than where I've gotten. So, you know, peep that part. But all in all, man, you know, OG, I keep to myself with it all now. I'm speaking less on my moves. Bust your moves and let it all speak for itself. I ain't telling nobody nothing. First of all, you speak on your shit out here. First thing a motherfucker want to do is try to go beat you to the punch or compete with you. Or they hating on your downfall. Sending that negative energy your way. Praying that it don't work. Or it fall apart. Or you give up on it. The hater shit is out here, y'all. Real talk. And I've experienced so much of it. I've experienced so much of the backstabbing and the ship jumping. You know, that's why I can speak on this shit. Because I've experienced it personally. But the people that hear these podcast posts, hear me talking about it, I can make you famous. I can spit your name out here, but for what? You know who you are. You know how you got down with me. You know how sincere I was when I came to the table. And the fact that I had to motherfucking check your ass and stand up for myself and cut you the fuck off. Just think about how all that shit built up. I put up a lot of, put with a lot of shit with motherfuckers that, you know, showed me less half the love I showed them. But you know, I could talk about this. Now, there was a point in time I'd get so angry about it, I'd be wanting to put my hands on somebody. But you know, now, hey, I'm gonna make it a good conversation piece because a lot of this shit might help somebody that's dealing with the same things. My advice for them, cut them folks off, man. Live your life. Cut them loose ends off. Cut them savage ends off. Cut them ends off that ain't doing you no good. They ain't clapping for you. You know, they want to upstage you. They want to compete with you. They can't ever congratulate you on shit. And then again, they always trying to find something wrong with what you're doing. Man, cut them folks off, man. Cut them off. That's OG, Mr. Robinson. I'm always gonna shine a light on that thing. It's the slot, baby. Tap in with it. Real motherfucking talk, man. That's just being honest about shit, you know? Hell, I can't stand for people to sit up under me all the time being jealous of all my little moves, every little blessing that I get, you know what I mean? Every little progression that I make in my life, motherfuckers sitting up jealous over it or feeling some type of weight, you know what I'm saying? Like the saying goes, you know, your good news is they bad news, you know what I mean? You gotta sit up under me with that little hateful ass shit going on, jealous of my little moves, trying to keep up and compete and all that bullshit. Man, get the fuck away from me, man. I don't play that shit. I don't play nobody sitting up under me, always jealous of what the fuck I got going on, you know, with that little petty ass bullshit. I don't play that shit. You the motherfucker sitting around me just to monitor what the fuck I got going on so you can feel some type of way about it. Do yourself a favor. Stay the fuck away from me. Shit, stay the fuck away from me. Don't sit up under me trying to monitor every fucking thing I got going on. I don't play that fucking shit, man. You know, people got that fucking shit bad. Shit. They want to be mad about your blessings. Mad because you succeed. Mad because you trying and they're not. Or a little shit is working out for you in your life. You know what I mean? And they're not even putting no effort into what the fuck they talking about. But they got time to sit around and watch you and be mad. And get mad and jealous. You gotta watch that type of fucking slick, jealous ass energy, man. Fuck them type of folks. Fuck away from me. Keep your eyes off me then. If you mad about my success, you mad about my blessings, you mad about my progression, keep your fucking eyes off of me then. Don't monitor what the fuck I'm doing. Don't come around me if you mad about, you know, seeing me getting further in life or seeing certain things work out for me because I'm putting my all into it or putting my little effort into it. That shit making you mad? Do yourself a favor and stay the fuck away from me. That's just Mr. Robinson on some real motherfucking talk right there, bro. I can't stand a jealous, motherfucking, spiteful, envious person, you know? And motherfuckers gotta watch that word envy because envy is the cousin of jealousy. Shit. A motherfucker envious of you, you better watch that shit. That shit gonna turn to hate shit real quick. Shit. Tapping out on that subject. This the slot. Allow me to speak freely on this thing about single folks, you know, and all this shit, how people post up out here like they so happy to be single, you know what I mean? I guess so after, you know, you got out of something, probably, was heartbreaking, disappointing, you know, not for you, or, you know, you didn't spend your time in a dead-end relationship, too much time in a dead-end relationship. I can dig that. You know, you're back to getting your independence and your freedom from something that was terrible and detrimental to you. But let's be honest about this single promotion. You know, people like promoting how happy they are being so single and all this shit. You know what I mean? You know, let me just say this for real, for real. All in all, I think that's bullshit. You know, single people are some of the most miserable, loneliest fucking people out here. I just feel like that because so many people full of shit, man. You know what I mean? They like to post up this shit like they so happy being single and, oh, single life and da-da-da-da, whoop-de-whoop. And, oh, I can date who I want and all this type of shit. The truth of that shit is, y'all motherfuckers is lonely as fuck, all right? You look at couples, even the ones that's not even in the best relationship, y'all look at them couples and y'all get jealous of that energy, especially if they energy is loving and compassionate towards each other. Y'all motherfuckers miss that shit. That's why you hopping from motherfucker to motherfucker. And that goes for men and women. You know what I mean? Y'all know that single shit, that shit get lonely and boring to the motherfucker, so don't even try it. Shit. Let's be honest out here, folks. You know, Mr. Robinson just willing to be honest and tell the real. You know, a lot of y'all single people out here, y'all attitudes suck so bad. You know what I mean? Because y'all comparing everybody that you run into to the last motherfucker that broke your heart or fucked you over or took you down through there or whatever the fuck you went through with him. You comparing everybody out here to that last motherfucker. Men do it, women do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you go through this rigmarole of, you know, and you could tell who just as lonely as fuck, especially on social media. You know, them posts gives it away all the time. You know, either you bitter as fuck, or you're posting up how lonely you are, or you wish you had somebody. Or you posting up how you can't meet the right person and all this type of shit. Or you constantly going in on your ex. It shows, man. I don't know why. People act like, you know, people can't pick up on that energy through that shit, through that fucking social media. Trust me, y'all, it shows. Sometimes the shit that y'all post is a dead giveaway to what you're dealing with, how you're feeling, where your head's at. You know what I'm saying? Especially for those people that just post all the time. Or, you know, they just got a lot to say about happy people. I mean, I see a lot of women posting a lot of shit up. You know, these advice posts from other bitter ass women. You know what I mean? That should be funny to me, because they got these categories that they put men in and all this type of shit. Everybody, you know, wants to post up what they done dealt with a man and fence it off to another woman because she's down and out and going through her little shit. So all of them, you know, hey, somebody feeling somebody out here, right? So they go to posting up this old bitter ass shit and, you know, what kind of man this is, what kind of man this ain't, what kind of man to avoid, and all this craziness and shit. You know, and I'd be like, well, shit. Sometimes y'all gotta look in the mirror and wonder, is it you? It can't be every fucking man out here. You know what I mean? That go for men too. It can't be every woman out here that's the same as the last motherfucker that you dealt with. You know? It's all in your choices and who the fuck you let your guard down and trust out here. You know what I'm saying? So I see these little, you know, these little posts from women all the time and shit, just man bashing, dogging all types of men because they bitter as fuck and they haven't found the right one, or they've been approached by the wrong ones, or they've allowed the wrong ones to get in their head or inside their lives and all that type of shit. So now every man out here, every man that ain't they man or ain't they ex is the epitome of what they dealing with. All y'all ain't shit. That ain't fair to say. All men can't say all women is thots, hoes, and, you know, materialistic divas and whatever the fuck. We can't say that because, you know, that's not all women. Attention seekers and drama magnets, that ain't all women, but majority. Majority rules, right? You know. Then people post up and say, oh, this I'm avoiding this type of person, that type of person. You know what I'm saying? You keep avoiding people, you're gonna avoid your blessing. You know what I mean? Out here being bitter as fuck, you know, naive as fuck. Well, I ain't gonna say naive because that's the wrong terminology to use. Naive means you just believe it. Well, I could say naive. You're being naive to other women's thoughts on men and what other women went through, or what somebody else went through with the somebody that they dealt with. That ain't necessarily got to say that's you or what you're gonna bump into. You know what I mean? It's just weird how people will take on somebody else's emotions just because they got some similarities. You know what I'm saying? A person will sit up here and just get as evil as they can because they see some similarities in what them and someone else went through. But everybody's an individual, y'all. Everybody's an individual. And just like chances, you gotta give somebody a chance. I'm not saying everybody a chance. You know, don't be bitter and closed-minded towards something good because you got such a wall up. You got such a wall up that you done blocked your blessings. Ain't that some shit? Mistakes happen, but damn, some of this shit is inflicted. A self-inflicted mistake or a self-inflicted wound is one of the worst kinds of wounds because you really don't know how to heal it because you've done it to your fucking self. Sometimes it's easier to get over something someone else did to you other than what you set up and done to yourself, because you can't forgive yourself for that shit. That's why so many people is walking around in these shitty-ass moods from the past relationships that they were in. Now everybody's guilty of what that past motherfucker did to you. Not so. And that's a good way of shitting on yourself right there. Assuming everybody's gonna be just like the last person that you dealt with. You know. You know, proceed with caution. Don't be so fucking close-minded. And don't take on someone else's emotions about people and things. Shit, period. Don't adopt somebody's emotions. You know what I mean? That's the silliest shit. Like I say all the time, man, don't make another person's problems your issues. And don't make somebody issues your fucking problems. Don't adopt somebody's emotions. And it's easy to do that. You'll find yourself sitting up mad about some shit you ain't even went through. Because you've adopted somebody's emotions. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to the person that's interested in you. But hey, that's just Mr. Robinson. What do I know, right? I'm no shrink. I'm no psychic. I'm just a motherfucker with real talk. And this is Realness 101. This the slot. Just had to shine some light on that thing. Tap in with me. Peace. Thanks for tapping in, and don't forget to join me for another episode. This is The Slot with Mr. Robinson, shining light on things. Peace.